The meaning of developed vital and developed mind is the following. All development means three things: widening, deepening, heightening. When any capacity is widened, any capacity is deepened, any capacity is heightened, it is called development. It's the normal definition of it. Whenever you see you develop yourself, what does it mean? You widen yourself. Whatever is your point now, you widen yourself. You deepen yourself. You heighten yourself. These three things combined together really creates your development. Now, vital is a plane of desires. Vital is a plane of growth, of attractions, longings, capacity to possess, capacity to influence, capacity to master, experience of conquest, capacity to enjoy. These are the vital capacities. The more you can do in these three forms, widening, heightening, you can say that he is a more developed vital being. You know, there are some human beings who have developed vital being so much, they have a magnetic power. The individuals are automatically turned to him. They speak a word and it has an effect. You speak the same word, it has no effect. The reason is that this is a development. More vibrations or energies are more concentrated. Most of the actors and actresses are more developed vital beings, you might say. Their sadhana is basically in the development of the vital plane, vital being. They acquire, they enjoy, they possess, they have great influence. They live in the world of desire, attraction, repulsion. It's a big struggle also, because there is a tremendous battle there. And to survive there is very difficult. There is a constant danger of disintegration. But it is there that the battle goes on. But not knowing the real meaning of integration, they remain bound to that field. If they know that there is a soul, and by doing that you can do even better than what they are doing now, then that struggle which is there may not be present. And yet maybe they may be doing better than what they are doing now. Because when the soul comes into the picture, it facilitates all the things of development. Because the soul has a real potentiality. That is the whole field of education. In fact, if you know this, what we have now described today, it's a secret knowledge, you might say. This is what Kathopanishad basically is about. And it is also the secret of the highest ideal, even what Sri Aurobindo spoke of the conquest of death, is actually stated here in my short exposition. In a sense, you might say that all that is essential is told in these 2 hours. The whole secret of our existence, you might say. And if this is known, then all processes of life, all the sciences of life become easy. Whether it is commerce or business management or education or any activity of life, has this key basically in this knowledge. Whatever one is, whatever one wants to become, If this knowledge is available, then all this can be made very easy. This is the fundamental knowledge, and all the rest is the, you might say, procedural knowledge, which also has to be worked out, but it is, you might say, much simpler, much easier, because the essence is grasped. Then everything else becomes easier. Now, I suggest that you read at home now the chapter which I have given. We shall not read here the whole chapter, because I have said basically not everything, because it is not as if now you read only what I have said. What I have said actually is a quintessence of many things in the whole book, not only of this chapter, but it will make easy the understanding of this chapter, and many things which I have not told will also be found there, like Lok, Karma and so on, of which I have not spoken now. So if you feel then the need for it, then we shall again discuss this chapter. Alright, depends upon now where you are reading. And
I'm sure we'll come up with some questions.
Yeah, that will be quite alright then.
And even the law of karma, we could go into it a little
bit. Yes, alright, we shall go into it then. But first study it and then let us see how you feel about it, alright? So next meeting will depend upon that.
We've missed your discourse in the last so many days. It seemed to be a kind of a dislocation
already. Because, you know, avalanche of my activities outside, I had to go out to Bombay, Ahmedabad and so on.
But that means you have to be with us throughout our lives.
Not necessarily, but for the time being, it is good to be together, because we have started upon a journey and it has a meaning in it. So, as long as this quest is there, it can continue. All right.
Huh?
Really?
Oh. Asking ki, how can the exhaustion be done when, suppose you have a desire, something for your daughter or something, alone, how do you exhaust it? And Bill has given a very beautiful answer. I think it would be nice if everybody.
This is a question regarding the role of the other worlds. We had said that apart from the physical world, there exist other worlds also. The world of the vital, the world of the mind. The psychic plane. And other higher worlds. And there is interconnection between all these worlds. And the other worlds have an entry into our own being, even here in the physical world. There are projections made from other planes. So that our being, as we understand it now, is a complex of the physical being, the vital being, the mental being, the psychic being, and there can develop also other beings. Taittiriya Upanishad speaks also of the Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya, but they are not developed in us. But at least these exist in our complexity of our being. The projections of the other planes in our being meet us in our inner being, of which we are not conscious on the surface. We remember at one time we had made a distinction between surface consciousness and inner consciousness. Surface consciousness is the awareness of our superficial being. We are normally aware of our immediate field of activity, and that too only a portion of that field. But behind this surface consciousness, there is the inner consciousness. This inner consciousness is also called subliminal consciousness. Subliminal. Technically, it means beyond the threshold. The word subliminal here does not mean sublime in its normal sublime sense. Subliminal means that which is beyond the threshold. Just behind the threshold of our surface consciousness, there is this inner consciousness. In which a great number of activities are operating. But of which our surface consciousness is not aware. It is like a child in a big home or a big family. The child is aware only of his little world, of his toys and of his little occupations, of his immediate needs. But that there is a large family, a large concerns of the family going on around him, and the motives of the people around, the child is not aware of them. But nonetheless, these activities do go on around him. And they also affect the child's own life. The moods of the father and mother may be determined by many things of which the child is not aware. But these moods affect the child's own life also. Similarly, our surface consciousness is like a small child living in a large home. So what is going on in the subliminal consciousness, our surface consciousness is not aware of it. But nonetheless, the inner operations are going on and they have an effect upon our surface consciousness without our knowledge. So if we can become aware of the inner consciousness, then we can control surface consciousness much more. We are then in possession of a greater knowledge. We can foresee what is going to happen in the surface consciousness. We can shape the surface consciousness better. We can even invite the forces from inner consciousness to the outer consciousness much more powerfully, much more consciously, much more openly. Normally it is difficult for the parents to communicate to the child because the child's consciousness is concentrated upon its little world. But if the child begins to become aware of the parents and their motives and begins to open to their suggestions, it is easier for the parents to communicate with the children. The doors are more open. The child is looking for suggestions from the parents. Similarly, if the surface consciousness begins to be aware of the inner consciousness, then it opens up its doors of communication with the inner consciousness much more consciously, and that helps in the infiltration of the suggestions, powers, motivations of the inner consciousness, of the subliminal consciousness. Now this subliminal consciousness itself, as I said, is a projection from the other worlds. You might compare it with a kind of a capsule, as it were, which is behind our surface consciousness. And this capsule itself is connected with a larger world. Each capsule of the inner being is connected with a larger world corresponding to itself. And the forces and beings of those worlds are trying to infiltrate into us through this capsule. So if we can go into the inner consciousness, enter into that capsule, as it were, and move forward, we can also move into the larger world. We can travel into the larger world.
Is this how the occult?
This is it. This is what is called occult. Exactly.